He landed on his knees. My husband, former master of the universe, on his knees. I abandoned my chair to crouch beside him. It'll be okay. We'll get through this.
I can't believe they denied me.
It wasn't the best plan anyway. I'll get another job. We'll move. I was the cheerleader of a football team down 14-35 in the fourth quarter. Anyone could hear that I tried to convince myself as much as I did Tom. I'd never rooted for the underdog.
They didn't cover me.
Tom gestured toward the documents on the table.
How could they not cover me? And they covered you.
The words rang in the air like a preacher calling for the choir's response. The insurance company had given me the policy denied to my husband. My life was worth $5 million. My death could save my family. Can I get a Hail Mary? Sophia stared at her father as though he'd morphed into a monster.
Daddy?
Her voice triggered something in him. Tom rose from the floor, face suddenly stoic. He began walking from the room, stiff, expressionless, a man about to face a firing squad. For the second time in a month, I feared my husband could hurt himself. His inability to provide was killing him. If he couldn't fix it, if we couldn't fix it, he wouldn't have the strength to go on. Sophia sensed the change in his behavior. She flung herself on his leg.
Daddy, don't go!
He kept walking, powering through her grip on his leg as though he had a purpose that heaven or hell couldn't pull him from. If I didn't do something, my daughter wouldn't have a father. I wouldn't have a husband.
I'll do it.
The words stopped Tom's death march from the house.
I can't let you. I'll...
His body shuddered, an engine sputtering on empty.
I can do it. We'll cash in my policy.
How? You don't drive the Maserati. It's stick.
I'll think of something.
Tom bent to pick up Sophia from around his calves. He held her close against his chest and buried his face in her hair. His shoulders shook. He walked toward me and placed our daughter at my feet.
Thank you.
The words didn't convey his gratitude as much as they expressed his faith in me. My husband believed I could pull this off. He thought his administrative assistant wife was capable of tricking a major corporation out of millions of dollars. He trusted that I could save our family. So I would. Somehow, I'd fake my death or die trying.